Proper Appreciation, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse.
You must suck cock real good for Hey Pao Shi to show up to help you. The Dizing Ren spits out all angry and spiteful, as Jiayilan slaps the cuffs on the guy. The words are crude enough that even Jiayilan stops short. He blinks, looking up at the guy's face. For a moment, Jiayilan really wants to ask if he actually said that, with the black-cloaked envoy still somewhere behind Jiayilan, but surely in hearing distance. That's probably not the smartest decision this guy has ever made, but then he's made a whole string of bad decisions lately, so what's one more, right? Jiayilan opens his mouth, about to say something along the lines of, well, I give damn good head. Because Jiayilan is good at sucking cock, and he damn well isn't shy about admitting it, even if the guy is way off base with the black-cloaked envoy. And it would at least divert the attention away from the guy, because Jiayilan might not be overly fond of him, but well, he's in Jiayilan's custody, and it's his job to make sure nothing too bad happens to him. Too bad Jiayilan doesn't actually have time to say anything at all, as the black-cloaked envoy sweeps past him, kind of pushing him to the side with one arm. Jiayilan is surprised by how gentle he is about that, seeing as his tone is pure fucking ice when he opens his mouth. Jiayilan's oral skills have nothing at all to do with my regard for his professional skills. The black-cloaked envoy says, managing to loom over the Dizing Ren, despite not actually being noticeably taller. Jiayilan swallows, and wonders if he needs to try to get in between them. He would really appreciate it if the black-cloaked envoy didn't rip his prisoner to pieces with his bare hands. He sounds angry enough to do it. Or maybe that's a bit too much. He could use his powers for that instead. He's barely had that thought when it's followed by another that suddenly seems a whole lot more relevant. Wait, what did he say? Yes, of course, I'm sorry, the guy squeaks out while staring at the black-cloaked envoy with wide eyes. Apologize to Chief Zhao, not me, the black-cloaked envoy orders, stepping aside a bit. He hasn't actually laid a hand on the guy, Jiayilan notes absently, so he probably doesn't need to worry about anyone's imminent dismemberment. Honestly, he barely registers the apology, because really, what the fuck did the black-cloaked envoy just say? He nods and mutters some kind of dismissal. He didn't really think the black-cloaked envoy had all that much regard for any of Jiayilan's skill. He sure wasn't expecting the words oral skills to come out of the black-cloaked envoy's mouth. It's okay, hey, Logo. I've had worse, Jiayilan says, and then can't quite stop himself from glancing down at the black-cloaked envoy's crotch. The black-cloaked envoy's jaw is tight as he looks at Jiayilan. There's a tense moment where Jiayilan is almost sure that the black-cloaked envoy is about to disagree, even if Jiayilan isn't entirely sure about what. But then he nods tightly and steps away from the prisoner. Jiayilan glances over at the guy, who's now staring at both of them with wide eyes. Jiayilan can imagine what he's thinking, because look, Jiayilan was thinking it too, and he damn sure knows he hasn't sucked the black-cloaked envoy's cock. Jiayilan grins and tells the guy to start moving towards the car. I do give the best blowjobs, Jiayilan says, as soon as the guy starts walking. He stumbles almost instantly. Jiayilan swallows his laughter. The black-cloaked envoy still isn't all that far away. There's no point in pissing him off more. Jiayilan expects the black-cloaked envoy to just vanish at some point. He tends to come and go as he wants, after all, and not exactly on the SID's schedule. Okay, that's probably a bit unfair, since he has deigned to hang around after cases just to answer Jiayilan's questions. He doesn't have to do that, and Jiayilan should probably appreciate it. He's taking this Dizing Ren to Dizing as soon as the SID gets a few answers out of him. So it probably makes sense for the black-cloaked envoy to hang around until he can do that. Jiayilan just assumed that he'd leave and come back to pick the guy up later. It makes the others nervous working with the black-cloaked envoy right there with them. So Jiaoyunlan takes him out to his own office. It does mean Jiaoyunlan isn't there to watch the interrogation, but he trusts his people can handle it. And then, because Jiaoyunlan is officially an idiot, the first thing he does when they're alone is let his eyes run down the black-cloaked envoy's body. Because he might be all covered up in black, but he can still tell that that's one attractive man under all of that. Maybe it's all that power. Whatever it is, it's certainly doing it for Jiaoyunlan. He takes a step closer to the black-cloaked envoy, and then another, until he's close enough that he thinks he can almost feel the black-cloaked envoy's breath against his face. The black-cloaked envoy doesn't back away. It's too bad Jiaoyunlan can't tell what he might be thinking, with that mask obscuring his expression. I didn't think Hei Paoshi knew about my oral skills, Jiaoyunlan says in a low, teasing tone. There's a quick, indrawn breath from the black-cloaked envoy, and a small sound makes Jiaoyunlan's belly swoop, the low, simmering lust fanned into flames. Jiaoyunlan feels his knees twitch, like he might just go down on them right here and now. He lifts a hand, brushing it against the black-cloaked envoy's arm lightly, his fingers skimming along the black fabric of his sleeve. It's barely a touch at all. Would you like to sample them yourself? Jiaoyunlan asks and then swallows quickly, his mouth suddenly dry. He's not quite sure, but he thinks he might have meant to just tease the black-cloaked envoy, to try to get under that stoic surface just a little, to ruffle his feathers. But right now, Jiaoyunlan doesn't feel like he's joking at all. There's something about the black-cloaked envoy that makes Jiaoyunlan want. He watches as the black-cloaked envoy swallows, and then says nothing at all. His gaze feels like it burns against Jiaoyunlan's skin. Jiaoyunlan doesn't touch the black-cloaked envoy as he slowly sinks down to his knees. The black-cloaked envoy still doesn't move, and Jiaoyunlan reaches out for his robe with trembling fingers. His mouth is watering. There's part of him that expects to be struck down, for the black-cloaked envoy to freeze him in place. But somehow, the little shiver of fear down his spine only makes the anticipation stronger. The black-cloaked envoy lets him fumble his robes aside. Jiaoyunlan finds a pair of trousers under them that thankfully use a very modern zipper and button combination for fastenings. His fingers tremble badly enough with the need to get his hands on the black-cloaked envoy, that for a moment he thinks that he might not manage to get them open even so. He presses his hands against the black-cloaked envoy's thighs, against hard, firm muscle, and that too makes his belly tighten with want. He takes a deep breath and tries to make his hand stop shaking. The black-cloaked envoy still isn't stopping him. Jiaoyunlan's hands are touching him and the black-cloaked envoy is lething him. Slowly, Jiaoyunlan moves his hands to open the trousers. He surprises himself with how gentle and slow he is as he unfastens the trousers and pulls them down. The boxers under them are black silk, and Jiaoyunlan's eyebrows raise a little. Somehow that's not what he was expecting. But then again, why not? His fingers play over the waistband for a moment, the fabric slippery against his fingers. He thinks about pressing his face against that soft, slick fabric, mouthing at the black-cloaked envoy's hardening cock through the fabric. His breath shudders a bit, and then he slowly slides the boxers down, wanting to get an actual look at the cock hidden beneath. His mouth waters again as he looks at the black-cloaked envoy's cock. It's half hard already, and helplessly Jiaoyunlan leans forward, his nose brushing against bare skin before he stops himself. He breathes in the musky smell of the black-cloaked envoy, his breath shaking a little. Trembling fingers touch Jiaoyunlan's hair so carefully that Jiaoyunlan finds himself holding his breath. The black-cloaked envoy's fingers sink into Jiaoyunlan's hair slowly. He can still feel them trembling as the black-cloaked envoy's hand settles against his head. Just resting there, neither urging Jaiulan on nor holding him back. The black-cloaked envoy's breath sounds ragged. He tilts his head back to look up at him. The black-cloaked envoy's mouth is open slightly, and as Jaiulan watches, he bites at its lower lip. Heat twists in Jaiulan's belly. His hands settle against the black-cloaked envoy's thighs, and he brushes his lips against his inner thigh in a light kiss, and that alone is enough to make the black-cloaked envoy inhale sharply. His fingers are still so gentle, resting against Jaiulan's hair. He wants to tell the black-cloaked envoy that he can hold on tighter, that Jaiulan would enjoy it. But it feels like words might shatter this moment, let reality intrude on them and make the black-cloaked envoy realize what he's actually letting Jaiulan do. And then he'd probably stop Jaiulan. So he says nothing, just kisses the black-cloaked envoy's thigh again and moves his hand to take hold of the black-cloaked envoy's cock. Jaiulan sighs at the feeling of it in his hand. Hot and smooth, it throbs slightly under his touch. It fits into his hand like Jaiulan was meant for this. He can't wait to get it into his mouth and see if it will feel just as right when he's sucking on it. There really isn't any reason to wait. His hand grips the black-cloaked envoy's thigh as he guides his cock into his mouth, slowly sliding the crown past his lips. Jaiulan breathes through his nose calmly as he slides his mouth further along, taking the black-cloaked envoy's cock deeper. The weight of it against his tongue, the taste of it in his mouth is exquisite, and Jaiulan feels like he might cry at how perfect it feels. For a moment, he's entirely lost in the feeling. The black-cloaked envoy's breath shudders, his fingers tightening on Jaiulan's hair, pulling Jaiulan back into reality. He remembers suddenly how very much he wants to make the black-cloaked envoy lose himself, to take him apart, to see what it's like without that tightly held control. The thought of it makes heat surge inside Jaiulan. He sucks at the cock in his mouth gently, his tongue pressing against it. The black-cloaked envoy's breath hitches, and Jaiulan's own breath stutters slightly at the sound. He takes a long, calm breath through his nose, before relaxing his throat and taking the black-cloaked envoy in deeper, until Jaiulan can't breathe, until he can feel the cock pressing into the back of his throat. Just as it feels like he's going to choke on the black-cloaked envoy's cock, as his lungs start reminding him that he needs to breathe, as tears spring into his eyes at the strain, Jaiulan pulls back. The black-cloaked envoy's breathing has gone all ragged, his hand clenched tightly in Jaiulan's hair, and Jaiulan thrills at the small loss of composure about being able to do that to the black-cloaked envoy. The feeling is softer than he expected. He still wants to break apart that stiff composure, but Jaiulan very much wants to be there to catch the black-cloaked envoy when he falls. He wants to tell him that it's okay to let go, that Jaiulan will keep him safe when he does. But he can't say anything at all with the black-cloaked envoy's cock in his mouth. That's all right, too. Jaiulan will just have to show him. And then he lets himself be lost in the feeling of the black-cloaked envoy, the cock in his mouth, the heavy scent of the black-cloaked envoy, the black robes rustling around him. The black-cloaked envoy keeps his fingers tightly wrapped in Jaiulan's hair, tight enough to make it sting, to make it good. But he still lets Jaiulan set his own pace, as he repeatedly swallows the black-cloaked envoy as deep as he can, chokes himself on the cock in his mouth. One of Jaiulan's hands is cradling the black-cloaked envoy's balls, his other massaging just behind them, as he sucks at the black-cloaked envoy's cock. He's trying to find just the right way to touch him, to make him gasp and moan. Just like that. Jaiulan, the black-cloaked envoy gasps out brokenly, his hand clenching tighter in Jaiulan's hair, enough that it hurts. Liquid heat pools in Jylan's belly at the sound of his own name. He can feel the black-cloaked envoy's balls tightening, and Jylan slides his cock deeper into his mouth. The black-cloaked envoy comes with a shudder, his cock pulsing in Jylan's mouth, his name still lingering on the black-cloaked envoy's lips. Something warm and satisfied curls up inside Jylan as he swallows the cum filling his mouth. He can feel some of it dripping out the side of his mouth, dribbling down his chin and into his beard. He swallows again, doing his best to get all of it, suckling at the black-cloaked envoy's cock until there's nothing left. Slowly, carefully, Jylan pulls away, letting the cock slip out of his mouth. He takes a long, shaky breath, before gently pulling the black-cloaked envoy's boxers and trousers back up, tucking his cock away like none of this had ever happened. The black-cloaked envoy's hand is still gripping Jylan's hair, and he thinks the fingers might be trembling slightly against his head still. There's an ache somewhere behind Jylan's breastbone that shouldn't be there, even as lust still pools in his belly, hot and heavy. The black-cloaked envoy's hand moves, and Jylan might let out a small sound at that. But the black-cloaked envoy's hands reach down, taking Jylan by the arms and lifting him up. Jylan scrambles to his feet, his legs feeling clumsy after kneeling so long. Or maybe it's just the fact that he's still hard, and his cock is aching for release, and his jeans feel a bit too tight. He can't tell anything at all from the black-cloaked envoy's masked face as he looks at Jylan. And his hand lifts up to Jylan's face, his fingers brushing at Jylan's beard, swiping at the black-cloaked envoy's gum. Jylan, the black-cloaked envoy whispers, and he sounds desperate, broken, yearning. Jylan's heart aches in response, sharp and piercing. I'm here, he says. It sounds like nonsense, but he can't help himself. The black-cloaked envoy smiles. It's such a small, shaky thing, but it takes Jylan's breath away. Yes, the black-cloaked envoy whispers, pulling Jylan against himself. Jylan goes willingly, half falling against the black-cloaked envoy, who doesn't even sway, just wraps one arm around Jylan's back. His hand slips in between them, pressing against Jylan's hard cock. He gasps at the pressure against his aching hardness, pressing himself against the black-cloaked envoy's hand. May I? The black-cloaked envoy asks, the way Jylan hadn't, his voice a whisper against Jylan's ear. Jylan opens his mouth to answer, but the first thing that comes out is just a breathless groan. He takes a small, quick breath and says, Yes, please, yes. His voice sounds almost too loud, but it's okay because the black-cloaked envoy moves his hand to open Jylan's jeans, and either he has a lot of practice and nimble fingers, or he uses some kind of teasing power to manage that one-handed. Not that it matters, when moments later the black-cloaked envoy's hand wraps around his cock, warm and real, pulling it out. Jylan sighs in mingled relief and lust, pressing himself against the black-cloaked envoy as he expertly strokes Jylan's cock. His hands grasp at the black robes, his head settling against the crook of the black-cloaked envoy's neck, as he gasps and moans quietly. The black-cloaked envoy seems to know just how to touch Jylan to have him fall into pieces, one arm holding him steady as his knees want to buckle and he leans even more heavily against the black-cloaked envoy. And then, too soon and an eternity later, Jylan is coming, pleasure surging through him. He shakes, muffling his cry against the black-cloaked envoy's neck, into the black fabric of his hood. Jylan thinks he wants to stay right there, being held by the black-cloaked envoy. But far too soon he's being let go. Something tingles against his bare skin, making him shiver as it touches his spent and sensitive cock. Moments later, The black-cloaked envoy is tucking him back into his jeans, and Jiaolan thinks he might just have used the dark energy to clean Jiaolan up. He feels a laugh bubbling up in his throat. He doesn't bother to try stopping it as something light and airy flits around inside him. He pulls away slightly, noticing that the black-cloaked envoy's hood has slipped a bit. No doubt that's Jiaolan's doing, and the black-cloaked envoy's hands have been a bit too busy to do anything about it. Jiaolan wants to look. He aches with exactly how much he wants to look. But he can't, not now. So instead he turns his gaze down and reaches up to pull the hood back into place. The black-cloaked envoy makes a small noise, and then his hands are pressing against the sides of Jiaolan's face, and he's kissing Jiaolan all soft and gentle. Like Jiaolan is the most precious thing in the world. And then he's pulling away, his hand lingering against Jiaolan's cheek for a moment, before it too is gone. The black-cloaked envoy takes a step back, and Jiaolan wants to grab hold of him and not let go. He's suddenly desperate for this moment to never end. This weird moment that somehow doesn't feel quite real, and at the same time is more real than anything else in Jiaolan's life. I appreciate you more than you could ever imagine, Jiaolan. The black-cloaked envoy's voice is too gentle and so very sad. Jiaolan's heart aches. The black-cloaked envoy takes another step, starting to turn away from him. He's going to leave, and Jiaolan has to let him because he's the black-cloaked envoy and none of this can happen. Jiaolan reaches out, grabbing his wrist. "Please, stay," he whispers. The end.